All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about is the social class between the Ewells, the Cunninghams, and the Finches.
We're basing this on Dennis Gilbert's 2002 model of social class. It follows more of an American model.
So pretty much the Ewells kind of work their class pretty much the underclass.
To the fact that they have no participation in labor force and are reliant on basically the government to support them.
So pretty much, like, they don't really work for the money that they have. They pretty much just rely on the government the whole time. And, I mean, they don't really have much of an education, pretty much more of a high school education. And Cunninghams are working class.
Cunninghams would be categorized as the working poor due to their, very low job security. You know, if they don't sell their produce, they are in poverty, basically.
Mm-hmm. And they're often called as blue-collar workers.
Yeah, they are.
What most people think about,
yeah,
like, general workers.
Also, their form of, like, paying back someone, like, they had to pay, Walter Cunningham had to pay back the Finch.
Mm-hmm. Atticus Finch.
But his way of pretty much paying him back paying the loan back was not with money, but it was more with, like, his crops, like, what he could get from his own, like, pretty much his stock of how he worked. And that's how he pretty much paid them back, but, like, not with money.
The Finches would be more in the upper middle class.
Because they're highly educated.
Atticus is a highly educated professional. He's a lawyer in the Alabama state legislature. You know, they have high economic security and decent income.
Yeah, and then they have a high income. Not high, but, like, decent income to afford living expenses.
Yes.
I mean, enough so that they can pretty much live comfortably in the Depression era.
And, you know, with a job security that in the Depression era was practically non-existent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the difference between, like, Tom Robinson and the Finches, like, they both work really hard for their money, and they do all they can to earn, like, enough money to live off. But, like, the differences between them, especially with social classes, is, like, because Tom Robinson is African American and, you know, Atticus is white, they have the difference. So they're treated differently. So, like, Tom Robinson isn't really treated with much respect, mm-hmm, in the book, while Atticus is treated with a lot of respect. Just
and then it goes same thing for Bob Ewell. Even though Bob Ewell doesn't really work for money, but rather waste money that he gets from the government, he's still considered higher class than Tom Robinson, who works for money, because of racism existing during that period.
Yeah.
Basically, what Harper Lee was saying, she's basically painting really the failure of a capitalistic model of economy failing, and really her not real insistence on a more centralized government-run economy, which would be Marxist, but her insistence on it failing, so really pointing towards something else, and really the only real economic model that really in the book is hinted at is a Marxist model.